Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The government is moving to avert a teacher strike, promising to make junior secondary school interns permanent by 2026, while the Treasury seeks public input on the 2026 finance bill. Kalonzo Musyoka has accused the Kenya Kwanza administration of secretly selling national assets. This comes as the EACC successfully traced 22.9 billion shillings in illicit wealth. Parliament is inviting public participation on the proposed sale of a 15% Safaricom stake. President Ruto has also made new appointments to a trade agency. In other news, Kenya and the UK have signed a universal health coverage partnership, and the IEBC chair cautions against political interference by super agents, despite asserting that election theft is impossible. The ombudsman has ordered PS Rono to release sugar mill leasing records. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business.
The National Assembly seeks public input on the Safaricom divestiture plan, while the High Court awarded a sugar investor 24 billion shillings over a failed land deal. KenGen assures stable power supply due to strong hydropower. NCBA and Heva Fund launched financing for the creative economy.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online kenyan.com.